Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you are single, married, dating, or just looking to be a better version of yourself, I think our next guest is something that you guys are going to really want to hear. Purvis Taylor is back with us today. He's a life coach and author that's written books like The Purvis Principles. He and I have talked about those on this show before, but this year, it seems like the world is buzzing about a new book that Purvis is a part of called Single Man, Married Man. Now, before you think that this is something that you're not interested in, I want you guys to really hear this segment out, because I think you'll see that it really is about being able to be the best of yourself, of knowing yourself. And we're going to talk to Purvis not only about what it was like for him to be a part of this project, but what he hopes you as readers are able to take away from it. Purvis, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. I'm so honored to be back on.
Well, look, I'm glad that you could take out the time, because you have been on one wild roller coaster all of this year, even before the book officially came out. I mean, let's just kind of begin the conversation there, Purvis. I mean, there's been so much great attention, I should say it that way, great attention about this book going on. What has it been like for you to not only to be discussing the book, but to see the reaction to people who are reading it?
Well, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's always humbling for people to receive your work and for it to get the attention that is garnered recently. I say it's been just an incredible journey with my bro authors. I call them bro authors. And we've been having a great journey, and really just, you know, seeing people stop us and say, like, yo, like, this book has really caused me to, like, really examine myself to see if I'm even ready for a relationship. So, like, it's doing what we set it out to do.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just incredible, and the I guess the interviews and the promotion is like the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing for me, and I thought about this too when I was prepping for this segment, of course, knowing I was going to be talking with you, Purvis, is that, you know, even reading how this book kind of came about, you know, the thing that I said in my review on Amazon.com, and we'll be able to remind our listeners that they can get the book there later, is that, you know, men, we get accused of not listening, of not communicating,
mm-hmm.
of not being present, but I think a lot of time what that translates to, and I think the guys really nailed this in the book, is that maybe we're not doing it the way that you want us to do it. You know, and I think so many times relationships become one-sided. And to be quite honest, and not just, of course, in physical relationships, in all our relationships with people we work with, or, you know, that if we, you know, things are not happening the way that we want it to happen, we think it's not happening at all. Was that a part of what you hope would kind of come out of this, that people would think about, okay, you know, maybe I'm putting my expectations on someone else?
Absolutely. You know, and actually in one interview I said that men and women want the same thing, but we just express it completely different. You know, on average, women speak 30,000 words a day and men speak 10,000 words a day. So already you see that there's a disparity in communication, and men communicate differently than how women communicate. But we want the same thing. And so the book, what we're trying to express is to be vulnerable, to show you what's inside of our hearts so women can understand, you know, beyond the exterior, what's going on inwardly. And so that's what we wanted to convey, is that we want the same thing, but we just express it differently.
Right. Now, this has been an interesting journey for you, Purvis. I've been staying connected with you for the past few years. You and I have spoken, of course, about your previous books, Purvis Principles. We'll be reminding our listeners a little bit later how they can get those. You know, finding your voice has really been integral to you being able to do a good job at your profession, because you not only are an author, but also a life coach, which means you are there helping other people to bring
yeah.
their best self forward. When did that become clear to you that that was important, that if you were going to truly be successful in life, you had to know who you were first?
You know what? I got tired of trying to please everybody and not knowing who I was. I wanted to be my most authentic self, and I never had permission to be my most authentic self, I think, because we are afraid of who we really are, and you want to put on a veneer for everybody, and I got tired of it. It wasn't until I had, like, a really good friend of mine was like, yo, P, just be yourself. Like, who that is incredible. And once I believed it and received that, it was just like, okay, I need to help people be as authentic as possible, because being my most authentic self has been the thing that's kind of opened up so many doors for me, as opposed to what I was doing from before.
Yeah. And you know, and with that being said, Purvis, for those who don't know, I mean, you have been able to do amazing work not only with adults but young people as well, which I think is, you know, is near and dear to my heart as well. I mean, what is it like for you to see people get it, to see that just by being themselves that they can be great?
Well, you know what's crazy? So I have a young lady that I mentored that I worked with over the summer for Red Hook Initiative, a nonprofit here in Brooklyn in New York. And her name is Monet, and she's incredible. Like, she's very good at making videos of being a comedic actress. And I told her, I was like, Monet, listen, you need to learn how to monetize this. You know, be yourself. Like, cause I think she was, you know, in flux about being who she authentically was. Long story short, I haven't seen her in a couple months, and I look on Facebook, and I see somebody sharing one of her videos. I was like, wait, that's one of my kids. I go to her page. She has over 100,000 likes.
Wow.
On her page. So that to me was like, wow, I just told her to just be herself, and that was enough for her. And I just said to myself, like, wow, like, if we just had permission to just be ourselves, how amazing could our lives be? And so for me, it never gets old, whether it's an adult or whether it's a child, especially a child, because they have so much more potential ahead of them than we do as adults.
Right.
And if I can curb a child from going through some of the painful experiences that I've gone through, or even, you know, people that I know have gone through, you know, my job is done.
Exactly. And I think that is the amazing thing about it. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with Purvis Taylor. Purvis is back with us. This is his fourth visit, actually, on with us.
Yes.
At Conversations Live. We're talking to him not only about, of course, his own journey, what it's been like for him to find success by being able to do the work that he loves, but also he has a brand new book that he's a part of called Single Man, Married Man. It's a great book not only about relationships, but about one of the things that we talk about on this program a lot, communication, which leads to great conversations. So talk to us about this project, Purvis. I mean, how did it come about, and how did your role as a life coach come into it?
Well, this is the brainchild of Dr. Gene Alert, who is the creator of the book. He owns a yoga shop, Brooklyn Swirl, in Brooklyn, and he and his best friend, Frank Gatto, who's also a co-author, a lot of women, Gene's happily married, he's been married for 6 years, and a lot of women would ask him a lot of questions because he seemed so happy, so they would want to know a lot of relationship questions, and so they wanted to know why Frank was single and why Gene was married, so they would ask a lot of questions, and I think Gene's a marketing gene, so he's always constantly thinking of stuff, and he said, yo, like, maybe all these questions women are asking me, maybe I could turn this into a book and make, you know, offer relationship advice. All of a sudden, he started interviewing 300 men and women over the same type of question that women were asking. So, like, why do men cheat? Why are men afraid of a strong woman? You know, just things that people typically ask in relationships. And he
right.
did his research, and he put the book together. And I actually was the last person to – he reached out to other brothers to write on the perspective. So you have a man who's married, a man who's single, a man who's divorced, a man – who was engaged, who are writing on these various topics. And how I came about was, actually, I was the last person to be involved. Gene and I were at his shop, and a group of ladies asked him a question, and he liked the way that I answered the question because he'd never seen me in that life coach capacity.
Gotcha.
And he was like, wow. And he was like, wow, Purvis needs to be a part of this book. And so he, like, literally was like, Purvis, look, the book is about to be printed. Can you turn around something within a day? And he just gave me the 10 topics, and I just wrote about them, and I turn it around in a day.
Well,
here we are. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? I think it is a perfect closer. And I think, and I actually had said to you, and I alluded to this in my review on Amazon, Purvis, you know, it's your part of the book that really makes the book in many ways for where I am in my life. Because, you know, a lot of the information that the guys share is great, but I think it really is about where you are at that particular point in your life, whether you can receive it or even see it in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think for your part as a life coach, it really goes to the heart of what I really believe in and what I try to do, and that is, you know, to just bring the best of ourselves forth, and that's going to reflect in all of our relationships, no matter what kind it is. When you saw how your part fit in, I mean, well, let me ask you this. I mean, he asked you to write this. You did the quick turnaround. So you had not read the previous work, right?
For no.
Chapter? Wow. So when you saw how it all fit together, how did that make you feel to see how it actually seemed to gel so well?
You know, it was crazy. It was just, all I can do is attribute it to God, because, like I said, we've had women who are licensed mental health professionals who are trained in this work to be like, wow, this book has caused me to self-examine myself. So it is really, like, being impactful. And that's the word, and like how you said, I'm really about the impact. I'm not really about exposure. I mean, exposure is great, but I'm more in tune with the impact. Like, if it's doing what it's supposed to do, then we're happy. If we're causing right. people to say, like, yo, like, we had one lady who is studying to be a licensed therapist. She said that she had to put the book down after chapter two because she said, like, it was just too real for her.
Hmm.
So that's what, that, you know what I mean? That's what we wrote the book for. We wanted
right.
we wanted to be a book of introspection. I say it's a book of introspection versus a relationship book. Like, you and I were just talking, is really, are you ready to even get into a relationship? Do you have the tools? Do you have the wherewithal to even endure a relationship versus how do I get a man? How do I get a woman?
Right. Well, you know, one of the chapters I definitely wanted to read some from is chapter 9. It's If It's Not Broken, Don't Fix It. And, of course, when it comes to love and relationships, we all kind of, you know, have our own experiences that kind of shape the person that we are. But your thoughts on this, your life coach notes, as they're called throughout the book, on this was interesting. And I want to just read a part of it, Purvis, and have us talk about it. One of the greatest experiences, he wrote, when in love and in a relationship, is the feeling of being accepted and understood. Everyone on earth wants to be accepted and understood as they truly are. Some women need to get the lesson early that men are not projects, they're human beings. There will always be room for improvement and growth, but those things take time and patience. Never force someone to change or to change the relationship. The end result will always be conflict and resistance. Moreover, changing someone makes them feel that they are not good enough as is. It is a negative experience more than anything else. People and situations change once a person has a revelation. Additionally, a crisis is another stimulant, but that incites change. Please note, a good woman always makes a man better. Just the very presence of a good woman who is supportive, loving, caring, and powerful would cause any man with sense to want to be better. But again, everything is in the approach. Now, the reason why I wanted to read that is because...
That was good.
It was very good. But the thing was that what you said about everyone on earth wants to be accepted and understood as they truly are, that to me is why this book works for everybody. Let's say you're
right.
not thinking about being better in a relationship. Maybe you're not even thinking about trying to date or you're in a relationship and how to make things, you know, better. I think it really says that, you know, it's really about acceptance of people in general. And, you know, is that kind of the way you've begun to live your life? I know you talked about having that moment for yourself, Purvis, but has it kind of been like your motto for life today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because I always wanted to be a person, not as a do as I say, not as I do type of person. I always wanted to have my private life and my public life kind of match, kind of be on par with each other. So I really strive, and it is a challenge. I'm going to be honest. It is a challenge to want to live your life that way. But it's important for me to be authentic because that's part of how I connect with people. People, my clients that I work with, the kids that I work with, beyond the skill, the gifting, what God gave me, the connection that I have with them is because I'm coming from a sincere place, because I'm coming from my heart and my soul, and people can feel that. So I have to be that way in order to make the connection and the impact that I do make with people.
You know, I think the other part of what you said and what I read, and it goes to, again, the other thing about people. And you were, you know, directing it, of course, to women about not looking at men as projects. But now I have some of my friends that are guys that, you know, we unfortunately can be guilty of the same thing. Have you also seen in the conversations, because I've kind of, you know, seen it alluded to, Purvis, and some of the things I've seen posted, you know, about the press that you guys have done, that, you know, we realize that, you know, we have to understand that all of us have work to do. It's not that anyone comes to a relationship knowing everything and totally ready, that it really is a work in progress even once the relationship starts.
Absolutely. You know, I always say that we all have baggage, right? The goal is to find somebody who has worked through their baggage so much so that it's like I envision it as a relationship like you're going to the airport and you're taking a flight. You want somebody who has a carry-on. You don't want somebody who has to check in luggage.
Mm.
We all have baggage. We all have stuff that we're going to have with us the rest of our lives. But we want to be able to work through as much as we can in order to go into a relationship. The best thing you can ever offer a person in a relationship is being your whole self, is being whole as you can be. And I think that's the most important thing beyond finances, beyond career, is having yourself together inside. That's what's most important. And so that, you know what I mean? So that's what I hope the readers get from the book above everything else.
Right. And I think that is one of the powerful things, especially. So, you know, when you reflect on this experience for you, because everything is about, I think, about experiences and how we kind of are able to learn from them. You know, I think, you know, even the challenges that we face, it become learning experiences because they make us stronger, and they also help us moving forward with the next thing. Do you mm-hmm. think that what you've gone through up until this book, Purvis, kind of put you in a position where you could be a part of a project like this?
Yeah, you know what? I loved and lost. Absolutely. I believe God uses everything. You know, Scripture says he uses all things to work together for the good. I definitely think that I couldn't have written this book maybe 2 years ago. I think that I had to go through some of the things. Like, I was in a relationship where I thought that we were going to lead towards marriage, she and I, and it didn't work out. But that experience really taught me what I can accept and what I can't accept. Mm. And it really helped me in terms of being a life coach, because I understand it, the dynamic relationship, so much better than I did pre that relationship. So absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I think that also goes to show us, Purvis, that we're always learning. I mean, all
absolutely.
Of us are always, none of us will ever have it completely together, which is why I think we should work to try to, you know, do our best together. And I think that's the great thing about it as well. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today to Purvis Taylor. We're talking to him not only about, of course, his newest book, which is Single Man, Married Man. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself, but how his journey as an author and life coach has helped him, of course, as he's been able to work with others as well. Another powerful chapter in the book is chapter number 3, Are You Too Strong or Is He Too Weak? Now, there were some interesting thoughts, I think, in that one. I think our listeners will appreciate that. I'm going to go, once again, though, to your notes on this particular topic, because this is what you had to say when it comes to, you know, dealing with some of the clients you've dealt with. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've heard my female clients ask, why are men afraid of a strong woman? And then this is what you wrote, Purvis. My answer is always the same. What is a strong woman? Through my own personal journey, I've come to know that strength is a more inward expression than outward appearance. Some of the most emotionally unstable people appear to be strong because they look like what perceived strength is. Bold, no nonsense, I speak my mind type of thing. That's not being strong. Strength is more spiritual. Strength means to endure hardship and still be supportive of others. Strength is knowing that you've been hurt, but being brave enough to try to love again. Strength is having the weight of the world on your shoulders and having the audacity to dream for a better life. Ladies, if this is you, this is what you have to say then by all means you are indeed a strong woman. But then you say, however, if you are the I don't take no mess attitude under the guise of being a strong woman, you sadly, more often than not, will find yourself continuing to ask that question. The reason I wanted to share that is because I want to talk about the question. Because I think, you know, so many times we don't ask the question early enough. It's so funny to me, and I even was talking to one of my friends about this when I knew I was going to be talking to you, and that is, why is it we always question things after a relationship ends,
right?
You know, or, you know, right. in an introspection, instead of as we're going through life asking, okay, am I handling this the right way? You know, how important are the question and the timing of the questions, Purvis, when it comes to any relationships?
Well, you know, I think the reason why we are afraid to ask questions is because we don't want to rock the boat. I think a lot of us feel like another person is going to complete us and make our life whole, and that's not simply true. And I think that, you know, a lot of people think that if I speak my mind or if I have standards, if I have these things in place, then that means I'm extremely picky or I'm this type of person. But the reality is that the more you ask questions, the more information you have to make an informed decision to see if you should continue in this relationship. I think a lot of times we avoid the warning signs, we ignore them, for the sake of wanting to be in a relationship, that need to have intimacy with another person. And I'm not speaking sexually, that need for intimacy trumps our common sense. So I think a lot of times we are afraid to ask questions because of how it comes across. But really, you should be asking questions because this is somebody who you could potentially be spending the rest of your life with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think that we are afraid to ask questions.
You know, there's a great book I read last year by Brené Brown that talked about, of course, the power of
I love her.
Yeah, and it brought me to how you ended, actually, this chapter, and you said this: being strong is also being vulnerable and allowing your heart to be received or rejected by another. In other words, courage. Realizing
Absolutely.
That you never know what's going to happen until it happens. I think there's also this thing that you said that is so powerful in that same, you know, all of this is in that same life note. And this is the thing I think that people should really get. You know, when you talk about the vulnerability, you said there are some men who are intimidated by strong women, but guess what? You don't need them. There is a man out there who is strong enough to handle your heart. You just focus on being a good thing and let him find you. So, again, that puts the focus back on us, you know, making sure that we are handling our stuff before we worry so much about someone else. So what is your hope, Purvis, as you guys continue to go out and to share the message of the book, to share your own personal experiences, what is your hope that people will be able to do with this book and be able to use it beginning in their lives?
Well, you know, I'm such a proponent for everybody being as whole as they can be, becoming the best version of themselves. And for me, I hope that we continue to yield the results that we've been getting so far from women and men to say, like, yo, you know what, I really need to examine myself. And I'm really into people becoming happy within themselves. And if this book is the impetus for people to start exploring who they really are, then that's what we want. We want people to say, we don't want broken relationships. We want, and it's, you know, and it also is important to note that we have 8 black men coming together changing the cultural normative on relationships, because the perception is that black men don't care about relationships.
Right.
So that's important to note as well, that we have 8 black men coming together from different backgrounds, different stories, with the sole purpose of the readers exploring who they are to see if they are ready for a relationship. Like I said, we want folks to say, we want to cause you to go, And whatever that is for you, that's what we want. We want you to explore that. So even if it's like, even in a relationship, even if you're married, we had a woman say, you know what, I understand my husband more now after reading this book. And this is somebody who she was married to for several years.
Wow. Well, you know what? What a great thing, man. You know, who could ask for anything better than that? I mean, I think that's what, you know, conversations are all about, being able to, you know, to ask people to look at themselves differently, to look at the world differently, and to see what they can bring, you know, differently, I think, to the world as well. Again, everyone, Purvis Taylor has been our guest. He's the author of The Purvis Principles, Book 1 and 2, as well as he's a part of a brand-new book out this year, Single Man, Married Man. It's what we spent the most of our conversation today talking about. All of the books are available through Amazon.com. But, Purvis, let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you as well, man.
Twitter, IG, at Purvis Taylor, PERVISTAYLOR. Also, you can also get those books on my website, purvistaylor.com/author. And, yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right. Well, Purvis, man, congratulations to you and all of the guys. Please give them all our best. And looking forward to more great things from you. Looking forward to the next conversation with you as well.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless everybody.
Hey, God bless you as well. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Purvis, don't worry. If you guys are joining us online, you guys can catch the replay right as we go off the air for our radio audience, those joining us on the radio dial in Atlanta as well as in Mississippi. Make sure you guys check with your local listing to see when the show will be replaying in your area. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.